12.2, City Hall hours of operation. I put this on because I got a couple phone calls from constituents and also a member of the board about why the City Hall is closed at 1:32 in the afternoon on Friday afternoon. If we go back and we discuss the new hours that were put up, with that discussion, at least I believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, that the City Hall, the Building Department, the Fire Marshal's Department, and the City Clerk's Department were gonna be open to regular hours. So people come in and get a permit, or people get a birth certificate or a death certificate. And that's what I remember being told when we voted on agreeing to change the hours of the City Hall. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but we were told that those departments would remain open. I think that, I'm not gonna quote anybody, but I think it was said that the departments, the managers, the head of the departments would be in their offices regular hours. So if it's not gonna be, then let's make sure that we tell everybody it's not gonna be. Or if it is, then, you know, those three departments, the department heads should know that they have to be there before 4:00. So I don't know where the disconnect went or what happened, but that's what I recall that we discussed and voted on.
The hours are posted on website, and, you know, the doors are locked. My phone number's on the door. So if anyone needs to go to the building department, he makes his arrangements. They call him when they're there after hours. Phil is there after hours. He gets a call if he needs to open a door there. So, I mean, the door is locked because right now it's tax season. I stayed for the first week after 12. It's 12:30 is when the doors get locked. So I stayed, and there were about four people that came that wanted to pay taxes. So I wanted to see what the impact was. So I was there. Mark has been there after hours just to check on things. So, you know, the door open, I think, is more confusing than if you have the door locked. So that's how the mayor figured on how he needs to solve the problem.
And that's fine. That's
there's
fine.
A schedule
on
the door.
Fine. It's just that when we voted, that's not what we were told. When we voted, we were told.
And I don't think it was clear, really. The motion was about the union contract and the hours from the union contract.
Correct.
It was said the union members were going to stay.
That's
what they thought.
And they are. There are departments that are there after hours.
But the doors are locked. So how are people going to get in?
They call. Carlo, would you like to add?
If I may add something, my appointment, I can't speak for the fire marshal and town clerk, but we follow City Hall contract. So we follow their hours. So we come in at 8:30 now. The building department, we're open at 8:30, Monday through Wednesday. On Thursday, we're open from 8:30 to 6, and on Friday, we're open from 8:30 to 12:30. Those are our hours now, since I'm supposed to follow union contract. So that's what I'm doing in my department.
And that's what I have my phone number at the door. Anybody needs me, I'm very available. And I got one phone call, and it was about a tax. I was up in my office, and it was about paying a tax bill, which they are all union employees in that office, so they were unable to do business that night. So, Mark. Oh, yes.
I yield to the fire marshal.
Okay.
This is the deputy fire marshal.
Deputy fire marshal.
Friday, I did stop down in the afternoon. I just wanted to check on something. The door was locked. While I was still in the parking lot, three other people came to the door trying to get in and left.
Right.
I mean,
this is tax season. That's mainly what they come for.
I think the door should be open.
But the tax office is not open. It'd be more confusing when there's no one at the tax office. That's what they come for, to pay taxes. Right now we're in tax season. And the hours are on the door, and we are offering more hours to the public.
Mr. Ruffo?
I communicated the message that was given to me.
And I asked specifically what the hours were gonna be, so that it could be communicated to it. Before, and I spoke, as you know, on the record of this meeting, months ago, I spoke my piece on it. But it's the, that's what you voted. Before the hours of the collective bargaining agreement with the City Hall Union were either 8:30 to 4:30 or 9 to 5. So the City Hall was open 9 to 5, which is Monday to Friday, which calculates to 40 hours open, 35 hour, people get paid for 35 hours. And right now, under this current schedule, it's the same thing. It's open for 40 hours based on the 8:30 to 5, Monday to Wednesday, 8:30 to 6 on Friday, Thursday, and 8:30 to 12:30 on Friday. So it's open for 40 hours, and people get paid for the 35 hours. I mean, it's routine for me to be here other hours. And if, you know, my seat happens to be near the door, so I could hear the door. So if somebody comes to the door, I get out of my seat and I go, if I'm sitting right there or, but, and I, you know, I tell people in my department, but I can't, I don't have access to the tax modules if they come. If it's something that I could help them with, like I did help several people for birth certificates, an undertaker for a cremation that had happened on Martin Luther King holiday because it was a long weekend, and other things. It's just a normal part of what we do as being in public service. But by virtue of your vote to approve the contract, that's what we all, I think, understood the hours to be. Monday to Wednesday, 8:30 to 5, Thursday, 8:30 to 6, and I'm just telling what we were heard. And there was nothing else on the record, the recording or the minutes, that would indicate anything other different than that. I would encourage you to ratify those hours so that there is clarity. But it's, City Hall is open, and I spoke on it before. I'm already on the record, and I was already through a lot of discussions on that. But that's what you voted on, that's the law of the land, and that's the way we're doing it. Being there, you know, the doors, if it's gonna be open, then we need to be open on Fridays after 12:30. Or those are the hours that were closed at 12:30. But it's not fair to say it's a little bit here and a little bit there and the door's open, people can walk in, the tax office is still closed, because all of the people that work in the tax office happen to be collective bargaining. You know, that's not a criticism in any way, just so everybody's clear about it when it gets retold. But you know, but it is what it is.
The confusing point to me is when we were in discussions about the contract, it was told to us that the department heads would be here till 4. And that's why I voted to elect the new hours, because I know somebody could come in and still get a birth certificate or death certificate or a permit.
Well, and I'm just saying that the collective bargaining agreement for the union employees, they get paid for 35 hours. The other non-union employees, those salaries, I know from my history here, they were also based on 35 hours.
Right.
So if it's gonna be 35 hours, then we're at the right pay. If it's gonna be more hours than that, then I guess that's a different kind of a discussion. But I just think that probably everybody seeks clarity because,
So the hours are on the website.
Well, if that's what we're going to do, then no department head should be in the building, and then the building should be locked. The other ones that should be here.
I can guarantee you they're going to be in. Some people are going to be in the building after 12:30 on Friday. I've been here. Part of my issue was that two of the Fridays involve preparation of the agenda committees on the second week and the full board on the first week and the third week. So that's just gonna be a reality because to do that type of stuff, it's easier, it is more efficient, I should say, to do it when you don't have the distractions, the additional distractions of people coming into the office. So it's just a matter that the outside door is locked. That doesn't mean that some other people, non-union people, will possibly be there, because that's the practical reality of, you know, being able to
being
concentrate on certain
salary.
Types of things. And we're on the salary, so that's the way that
you should go all electronic, Mark.
I,
I don't disagree.
This is just my stuff.
I don't disagree with you, but that, again, as I, you know, that's a decision that you as the board.
It's another discussion.
We gotta get with the technology and start.
Any other discussion?
But I would encourage you, though, if there's confusion, you, as the legislative body, in conjunction with the mayor, should ratify it to, so that everybody knows what the hours are supposed to be. So we know when to open the doors and when to close the doors.
To resolve this, there's a tape recording. Can we bring this back?
I think a lot of this was.
This was all an executive session.
This was executive session. That's why nobody, they don't know about what we talked about.
Right. Oh, okay.
It's covered in the contract.
Any other discussion? Okay, no action? The action? No. Okay.